Joining the program now, USC quarterback Sam Darnold joins us on behalf of K Jewelers. He's also via the Quicken Loans guest hotline, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Sam, good morning. Welcome to SB Nation AM. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. We appreciate it. We're talking about our excitement to get you on the air, and we're happy you joined us. And then we noticed you have no Twitter handle. Why not? And do you do any other social media?
Yeah, so all I'm on is Instagram. I don't have a Twitter. When I was coming out of high school, someone actually made a fake Twitter account, and we had to handle that at USC. So, I've never had a Twitter. The area I grew up in, Southern Orange County, wasn't huge with Twitter at the time, and I just never felt the need to have one.
But set the record straight. The Insta is yours, and you do it, or do you
Insta,
have, you know...
Yeah.
You don't have some people do it for you?
No, it's mine. actually verified there, so there's a little check next to my name, which was awesome the first time I saw it. The Instagram is mine. I handle it.
All right, draft comes up this Thursday night. Has this been fun? Have you been able to just sort of take a step back, or has it all been work and interviews, and you're like, dude, I just want to get picked and go to work?
A little bit of both. You know, I think obviously I want to figure out what team I'm going to. I want to know. I just want to get in the building, learn as fast as I can, meet my teammates, meet the coaches, all that stuff. But at the same time, I'm really just soaking it all in. Really just taking it day by day, and you know, just kind of going about it that way. I think it's the best way to handle it. But at the same time, I'm just gonna continue to be myself throughout the whole process.
We're talking to Sam Darnold, former USC quarterback, on the behalf of our friends at K Jewelers. And I am curious, because you've been traveling all around the world, Sam, or all around the country, I should say. How tiring is it to do these visits with teams all throughout the country?
It can be tiring at times, for sure. But at the same time, it's everything I've dreamed of. Whenever I'm traveling, or if I feel tired, I just ask myself, you know, where else would I rather be? And, you know, I'm living out my dream, and just, again, taking it day by day and meeting these coaches, meeting GMs, owners. It's really been a crazy experience and something that I've dreamed of, truly. So it's been amazing, and wouldn't ask it to be any other way.
After that Rose Bowl epic against Penn State, how much did your life change?
Changed quite a bit, in terms of, you know, the popularity and people recognizing me, and then the interviews picked up a lot after that game. And then, you know, the magazine covers and all that stuff, that following off season. So, it changed quite a bit, but at the same time, it didn't change me. I'm just going to continue to be myself, like I said before, and go about, you know, my daily business the way I need to do it and go about it that way.
The pressure of being the starting quarterback at USC, what is that like?
It can be a lot of pressure. But at the same time, it's nice because I have a really close friend group, great family. I'm really close with all my teammates, my coaches. So it was easy to handle all the pressure because I had people along the way to help me in any situation that I had, or any situation that might have been a little bit difficult to handle. So I've just been handling it, you know, the way I would normally handle it, and I think it's been awesome so far.
Talking once again to former USC quarterback Sam Darnold, with the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. And it, unfortunately, this is the way the world works, Sam. No matter what, you just get, you know, broken down by all the analysts out there. Hopefully you've done your best to kind of block all that out. But I am curious, since your last game at USC, how much have you worked on the turnover issue? That has been, when people talk about the so-called weaknesses in your game, they look at interceptions and fumbles. So what have you done to better yourself to try not to be classified as, quote, turnover prone?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to have one interview where someone didn't ask it, but
sorry.
No, I'm just messing. No, it's fair. It's a fair, it's fair for everyone to say. I think it's something that I've worked on this offseason a ton. I think just being able to keep two hands on the ball in the pocket at all times is something that I've really been working on with my quarterback coach, Jordan Palmer. and just going about it that way. But, you know, I think there's so many plays where I have success when I do take my left hand off the ball. So it's kind of a give and take, but at the same time, there's the number one job of a quarterback is to protect the football, and I understand that, and it's something I've been working on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate your mom's never-ending support and unconditional love with an unforgettable gift from K Jewelers or K.com. K Jewelers, nice enough to bring us Sam Darnold this morning on SB Nation AM. Sam, I was reading one of the pieces. As a kid, your family referred to you as Flatliner because you're just a man of few words. With that in tow, the story about you flying back to help Ronald Jones II with his pro day and whatnot, were you sort of like, dude, that story leaked out? I'd have done better had I just shown up. It would have been fine. It's not that big of a deal. You seem to still be a little uncomfortable with the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think just doing that in general was something that I would have done anyways.
Right.
I didn't expect, you know, the news story to be about me. It should have been about Rojo. It should have been, you know, him doing well at his pro day. So that's not at all. And I told him, I said, it wasn't about me, you know, getting any more publicity. It was really just about, you know, trying to support my friend and my teammate the way that I should as a quarterback. And it wasn't anything more than that. And it just, that story and everything that happened just ended up leaking out. And, you know, people are going to say what they you know, say, and the story is what it is. It's a true story, so, you know, it was something that I would have done for anyone else on my team as well. So,
last one for you. Has there been any sort of most important or overriding lesson that you've taken away from this whole process?
I think the biggest thing is just to continue to be myself throughout the whole process, because with all the interviews and different people, you know, maybe family members from afar, not family members, but maybe friends that might have been there in the past, you know, some people that I played, you know, football with when I was younger, they just kind of sometimes can come out of nowhere and ask me to do a favor for them. So it's just handling that the way that I normally would is something that, you know, I have to get used to, and it's something that I think I've done a really good job of so far. But I think the biggest thing is just continue to be myself, and I'm just going to continue to do that.
Sam, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. On behalf of K Jewelers, good luck Thursday night. And as they say to, you know, like us older folks at like kids' bar mitzvahs and weddings and stuff like that, try to take as much of it in as you possibly can, because when you blink, it will be over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for all the time.
Thanks so much. Sam Darnold, formerly of USC, of who next? I'm sure we have pretty good ideas.